is the Most Blessed Podcast, recorded live at Most Blessed Sacrament in Arlington, Texas. Hello, Monsignor.
Good morning, Lisa. Good morning, everyone out there.
How are you today?
I'm very good. I'm looking at the picture of Pope Francis, who's smiling, so that always makes me smile.
Nice. Nice. Well, today we are going to talk about the three theological virtues.
Mm-hmm.
May I name them off?
Sure.
Okay, we have the virtue of faith, we have the virtue of hope, and we have the virtue of charity. Would you like to start with faith?
All right. Well, let me give a definition or the reason why we call them the theological virtues. It is because these three directly pertain to God, our relationship with Him. The word theo means God, and so these virtues pertain directly to Him and our relationship with Him. The first one is faith. We often think of faith, I believe, in our human experience of faith. Sometimes we'll say, I have faith in that person. Well, maybe in a way. Faith deals with something that we cannot see. It's believing almost in a mystery in many ways, certainly with God. It's believing in the God we cannot see. Jesus said, blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe, focusing on faith. The definition is given by the Catechism of the Catholic Church for faith. Faith is the theological virtue by which we believe in God and believe all that He has said and revealed to us, and that Holy Church proposes for our belief, because He is truth itself. By faith, man freely commits his entire self to God. For this reason, the believer seeks to know and do God's will. Okay, let's kind of look at that. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. God can never lie. He is the essence of truth in all of His perfection. So whatever God reveals to us is the truth. And we believe in faith that God can only speak the truth. Thus, we believe in what God says to us through Scripture, through tradition, through the Church. We believe in this. Faith as a virtue, as it pertains in our relationship with God, is a virtue that empowers us to especially believe in God in times of crises, in times of tragedy, in times in which the reality of the cross is very heavy for us. Because it's in those times that we are tempted to doubt and to say, if God was real, if God loved me, if God was this all-good, loving God, this would not have happened. And the evil one thrives on that. He loves to take us in the moment of in which we are totally broken and whispers into our ear, God doesn't exist. God doesn't exist, over and over. He'll try to convince us of this. And so we really have to pray that our faith is strengthened, our faith is empowered, our faith is, we're given the perseverance of faith. When I was in the seminary studying for the priesthood, my spiritual director told me, he said, never stop praying for an increase of faith because it will be your greatest temptation to give up on God. Mm. Don't ever stop praying for an increase of faith. So I'm telling my brothers and sisters out there listening, you have to pray for this. You have to ask God every day, increase my faith. Help me to believe when I find it hard to believe. There's a famous statement, forgot who said it now, but Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Oh, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. You know, Almighty God knows that we are challenged in faith, that it's that can be a struggle. You know, when everything is good and wonderful, it's easy to believe in God. Mm-hmm. Oh, God was so good to me. He did this. Look, oh, this is great. And then suddenly something happens in which we just say, where are you, God? If you were real, if you loved me, this would. That's how we are. And so we really have to pray that our faith will be increased. St. Paul says, we walk by faith and not by sight. Huh? That's the challenge. We have not seen God. And so right now, we're believing in a mystery that someday will become a reality for us as we will see him as he is. That's what we hold on to. But our faith is, we're going to be tempted to no longer believe. So we have to pray for it. So there we are.
Okay. Well, that's faith. So now we move on to hope. Hope is such, I love the word hope. It's so hopeful.
Yeah. The virtue of hope. Hope is the theological virtue by which we desire the kingdom of heaven and eternal life as our happiness, placing our trust in Christ's promises and relying not on our own strength, but on the help of the grace of the Holy Spirit. Hope is trust, huh? You look at our human relationship. The most obvious relationship in our human experience that demands total trust is marriage. When there is no trust, there is no relationship. Where trust has been broken, the marriage is in serious trouble. So it is with God in many ways. When we stop trusting in God, it's not God's fault. It's our fault in which we have somehow broken. We've moved out of that trust realm. You know, it's to trust in God is to trust that he sees the bigger picture. To trust in God is to realize he sees everything in my life. He knows everything about me. From the time that I'm conceived to the day that I will die, he knows everything about me. Thus, we trust that God is doing everything as he moves in our life to bring us to eternal life. Everything is happening. It's a plan. It's God moving. And we trust that whatever happens, good and bad, Christ is present in the midst of this, bringing us closer and closer to eternal life. Again, we're dealing with a mystery. You know, the theological virtues are really virtues of great mystery because it's dealing with the God we cannot see. But we look at our own life and we begin to sense how trusting in God becomes a reality here. The things happen to us, things that God allowed to take place, God taking care of us. And we say, wow, that was the hand of God. That was providence, that God was really there. So we are reminded in so many ways that we can trust in God because he's never going to abandon us.
Right.
However, we know it's the great, again, a great temptation to give up on that. Our Lord himself, remember on the cross, he echoed Psalm 22, my God, why have you abandoned me? For a moment, just for a moment, Christ allowed himself to experience the heart of man when man has lost trust in God.
Mm.
Just for a moment. And Christ immediately moved out of that, of course, into your hands I commend my spirit, as he died.
Really shows his humanity.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, yes, his humanity. So again, we pray for the virtue of hope. You know, we live in a world in which there is a lot of darkness. There's a lot of violence and hatred, and we're living in a very dark time. And so as a result of that, we can easily lose hope.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nothing good seems to be happening. Well, yes, good is happening.
And you really have to look for that good.
No, No, it manifests itself in many ways. You know, the greatest sign for us as Catholics to trust in God is the Eucharist, because the Eucharist is the sacrament of trust. It's certainly a sacrament of faith. We believe it's the body and blood of Christ, but we trust in what the Eucharist gives us and does for us and does to us as Christ enters into us when we receive him. So in many ways, it's a sacrament of trust. Lord, I trust you as you come to me. I trust that as you rest in my heart, you are leading me on the path that I need to follow. You're directing me, and I trust you. I'm your follower. You're my teacher. I'm your disciple. You're my teacher. I'm following you. You're leading me. I trust.
Trust in his plan.
That's right. Trust in his plan.
There is a plan. You might not be able to see it, but there is.
Right. And most of us don't see it at the moment.
Right.
But it slowly unfolds.
Mm-hmm. I can't. Yeah. I can't wait to see the big plan when I get to heaven. What was the whole thing?
That's right.
Okay. So that brings us to charity.
Yes. The virtue of charity. Again, quoting from the Catechism. Charity is the theological virtue by which we love God above all things for his own sake and our neighbor as ourselves for the love of God. Jesus makes charity the new commandment. Ah,
mm-hmm.
There it is.
Yep.
That's why we say charity is when all other virtues pass away, and they will at the end of time, because we will no longer need faith, we will see God, we will no longer need hope, because we see God, and all questions, everything's been answered. But charity, loving a God and loving neighbor, is eternal. We will love God and love our neighbor in a perfect state of loving, which right now is very imperfect because of sin. But charity is, in many ways, it's the foundation of all the virtues.
Mm-hmm.
Because we respond in faith, we respond in hope, and all the other virtues that we live by as Christians. Why? Because we love God. And hopefully we love our neighbor, in which there is the face of God. And loving God, we're able to believe. Faith becomes something we can grab a hold of because we love God. We trust in God because we love him. And out of our love for him and his love for us, we know that only good can really happen to us in our life. So charity is, St. Paul himself talks about it. When everything else passes away, love remains.
Mm-hmm.
Thus, he speaks of love as the greatest of all the virtues.
Right.
The greatest of all the virtues.
If I do not have love, I have nothing.
That's right. He says, if I do not have love, I am nothing.
And wasn't the gospel just the other day, the two, love your God, love God as
that's right,
Christ with all your heart, and then love your neighbor as yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Just boils it down to those two things. Let's go, people. This isn't hard. Love.
No, our whole call to discipleship is rooted in those two commandments.
Mm-hmm.
And everything flows out of that. So, yes, we pray for the virtue of charity in our life. And we have to understand that this charity as a virtue, we're not talking about human feeling or
right.
human emotion. When you and I think of love or talk about love, so often we equate it to a feeling. You know, if you fall in love with someone, if you've obviously, you fall in love with your wife or your husband when you marry them, you know, there is the heart's beating, there is emotion, there is physical attraction, there's all of that. That's not what we're talking about here. This is love that comes out of the free will. This is loving God and loving neighbor when we do not want to love God and neighbor, when we want to walk away from them, when we are angry at God or our neighbor. And yet we say, Lord God, I feel anger at the moment. Help me to continue to love you and take away this anger. So we do not base this on a human emotion or feeling. If we did, the virtue of charity would never really live within us. So we're talking about choosing to love out of our own free will. That's what Christ did. Christ's whole love affair with us, his whole love relationship with us, flowed out of his continuous free will to love us. He never based his love for us on emotion. It's always the free will. So we pray that out of our free will, we will love God when we do not want to love him, that we will be faithful to God when we want to walk away from him, that, you know, we realize again that God loves us in a way that no one else loves us, and we hold on to that. And we do, choosing out of our free will, I will love you. I choose to love you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
There we are.
Well, that was really good. Thank you. Well, I don't have anything to add because that was pretty thorough. Thank you, Monsignor.
Yes. Again, just keep in mind the three theological virtues pertain directly to God and our relationship with him, believing in him, trusting in him, loving him. It's the foundation of all the virtues,
mm-hmm.
and we pray that we can grow in those three virtues.
And if you would like to read in your catechism about these, you can start at 1814.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, it'll give a whole explanation mm-hmm. of the virtues.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Yeah.
All right.
Get the old catechism out. All right, Monsignor. Well, thank you so much. This was very enlightening, as always. And I guess I will see you next week.
We will see you the next time, and we will have another topic to talk about.
Yes.
We'll let that be a surprise.
Yes.
All right, folks. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, please send them to mbspodcast@mbs.church. Have a blessed day.